Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is January the 15th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis, chapters 43 to 45. God is faithful in fulfilling His plans and promises. We read in Genesis chapter 43 verses 26 to 28 like this. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed down before him to the earth. Then he asked them about their well-being and said, Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he still alive? And they answered, Your servant, our father, is in good health. He is still alive. And they bowed their heads down and prostrated themselves. About 20 years ago, when Joseph was just 17 years old, he had a dream about what God had planned about his future, which is described in this manner in Genesis chapter 37. Verses 5 to 7. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, Please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. His brothers immediately understood the implications of his dream, as we see the reaction to Joseph in chapter 37 verse 8. And his brothers said to him, Shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? It is therefore evident from Joseph's dream that God had planned and purposed for him to be a ruler or authority figure of some sort. And there would come a time in their lives that his brothers would bow down before Joseph. It is interesting to note that Joseph's dream was built around sheaves of grain that the farmer collected as a harvest from the field. So it can be inferred that the reason why the brothers of Joseph would bow down before Joseph would have a connection to the food grain of the field. In order for God's plan to be fulfilled in Joseph's life, he had to go through intense suffering and betrayal, including being sold away to slavery by his own brothers, lied upon by his master's wife, being falsely accused of molesting her, and finally being put into prison. However, it was God who orchestrated these events in Joseph's life, as we read from the following passage in Psalms 105 verses 16 to 20 like this. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. We know that God faithfully fulfilled his plans and purposes in Joseph's life after some years. As the dream had indicated, Joseph's brothers went down to Egypt to buy food grain upon instructions from their father Jacob, as they were experiencing acute food shortage on account of the famine. Also, exactly as a fulfillment of Joseph's dream, his brothers came and bowed themselves before Joseph, not once, but four times, as we can see below. Genesis 42 verse 6 says, And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth. Genesis 43 verse 26 say like this, And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed down before him to the earth. We read also in Genesis 43 verse 28 like this, And they answered, Your servant, our father, is in good health. He is still alive. And they bowed their heads down and prostrated themselves. And finally, we read in Genesis 44 verse 14 like this. So Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, and he was still there, and they fell before him on the ground. The fact that the brothers of Joseph bowed down before Joseph brings to mind the fulfillment of the dreams they had gone to great lengths to thwart. The experience of being put in prison caused the brothers to discuss their guilt concerning Joseph, which may have been Joseph's purpose in testing them. George Williams writes eloquently about Joseph in his book Student's Commentary as follows. He acted so as to bring their sin to remembrance, to make them confess it with their own lips. His detention of Simeon and afterwards of Benjamin was skillfully designed so as to find out if they were still indifferent to the cries of a captive brother and the tears of a bereaved father. His plan
succeeded admirably. His sternness and his kindness both conspired to disquiet them, and his goodness helped to lead them to repentance. Let us remember an important truth. God is faithful to fulfill his plans and promises for our lives. He thinks thoughts of peace concerning us that will give us a hope and a future. Let us trust in God's master plan and purpose for us as we wait for him to fulfill it so that it will bring glory to him alone. Finally, let's remember the words of the psalmist that is penned in Psalms 37 verses 5 and 6. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday.